based on what you're saying, they're in a lose-lose situation. What does this mean?
Well, what does this mean is very clear. It's very clear what this is going to mean. So let's consider the consequences of this, both at a population level and at an individual level. Because I would well understand if it, for the population, it's maybe not the best thing to do, but, you know, on an individual level, it's still okay. Yeah, then it's not an easy, that's not an easy question. But as a matter of fact, it's exactly the opposite. Well, it's not the opposite. It is detrimental, both on a population level as on an individual level. And I'm telling you why. I think the population level, I explained to you, we are increasingly facing highly infectious strains that already right now we cannot control, because basically what we are doing is that we are turning, when we vaccinate somebody, we are turning this person in a potential asymptomatic carrier that is shedding the virus. But at an individual level, I just told you that if you have these antibodies and at some point, and I'm sure this will, people can challenge me on this, but, you know, reality will prove it. I think we are very close to vaccine resistance right now. And it's not for nothing that already people start developing, you know, new vaccines against the strains, etc. But what I was saying is that, okay, if you miss the shoot, okay, you could say nothing has happened. No, you are at the same time losing the most precious part of your immune system that you could ever imagine of. And that is your innate immune system. Because the innate antibodies, the natural antibodies, the secretory IgMs, will be outcompeted by these antigen-specific antibodies for binding to the virus. And that will be long-lived. That is a long-lived suppression, and you lose every protection against any viral variant or coronavirus variant, etc. So this means that you are left just with no single immune response. With it's none. Your immunity has become nihil. It's all done. The antibodies don't work anymore, and your innate immunity has been completely bypassed. And this while highly infectious strains are circulating. So I mean, if that isn't clear enough, I really don't get it. And people, please do read my you know what I posted, because it's science. It's pure science, pure science. And as everybody knows, I'm a highly passionate vaccine guy, right? And I have no criticism on the vaccines. But please use the right vaccine at the right place, and don't use it in the heat of a pandemic on millions of people. We are going to pay a huge price for this. And I'm becoming emotional because I'm thinking of my children, of the younger generation. I mean, it's just impossible what we are doing. We don't understand the pandemic. We have been turning it in an artificial pandemic. Who can explain where all of a sudden all this highly infectious strain come from? Nobody can explain this. I can explain it, but we have not been seeing this during previous pandemics. During natural pandemics, we have not been seeing it, because at every single time the immunity was low enough so that the virus didn't need to escape. So back at the end of the pandemic, when things calmed down and it was herd immunity, it was still the same virus circulating. What we are now doing is that we are really chasing this virus, and it becomes all, you know, increasingly infectious. And I mean, this is just a situation that is completely out of control. So it's also, we are now getting plenty of asymptomatic shedders, you know, people who shed the virus, because if they are vaccinated or they have even antibodies from previous disease, they can no longer control these highly infectious variants. So how does that come? Does anybody still understand the curves? I see all these top scientists looking at these curves, at these waves, like somebody else is looking at the currency rates at the stock market. All they can say is, oh, it goes up, it's stabilizing, it may go down, it may go up, etc. I mean, that is not science. They don't have any clue. They don't even know whether the curve is going to go up exponentially or whether it's going to go down or whatever. They're completely lost, and that is extremely scary. That has been the point where I said, okay, guy, you have to analyze, but, you know, these people are not listening. That is the problem.